What up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev on Stage. And listen, man, hardships in life can be tough. Overcoming them and rebuilding yourself can be even tougher, but can be easier with the support of loved ones and the right help. And right now, our good friends over at Audioboom, those are the guys that help us with our podcast, but now they're producing their own podcast, and they got a brand new health and wellness podcast called Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lauren, hosted by Jersey Shore's Mike the Situation Sorrentino and his wife Lauren. Listen, Mike and Lauren invite you into their personal lives to discuss everything from healthy living, recovery from addiction, and much, much more. Yeah, you know the situation. He went and did a little bit of time in jail, and he talks candidly about that, about getting back to work and the steps he's taking to rebuild his life and be better than before. So Mike and Lauren going to talk about all that, healthy living, recovery from addiction, and all of the above. This Audioboom original podcast premieres on Tuesday, March 3rd. New episodes every Tuesday, and it's available on your favorite podcast app right now. So just for you, not everybody, but you, Dear Kev listeners, we get to share with you an exclusive first listen of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lauren. In this clip, you'll hear Mike and Lauren discuss Mike's journey to recovery from addiction, the difficulty of going back to work, and his return to Jersey Shore family vacation. Huh? Remember the show? I loved it. You loved it. We all loved it. And while you're listening, be sure to search and subscribe to Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lauren in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. And right now, take an exclusive listen with your exclusive ears.
Everyone knows that I love quotes, and you know, your current situation is not your final destination, honey.
But even with Mike, just went into like an amazing monologue for you guys about how he got to where he is today, which did take him a few years. But I don't want you to be overwhelmed. If you're listening to this and you're struggling financially, you're struggling in a bad relationship, or you're struggling in your addiction, I don't want you to be like, holy shit, I have to fix myself, not just to get sober. I have to fix myself here, physically, spiritually. You know, don't take all of that on. He's just covering the basis of how much self-work you can put in to become such an amazing, better person. Take it one day at a time. Do little steps at a time. When Mike first got sober, 100%. When Mike first got sober, all he did was go to the gym and go to a meeting.
Yep, go to a gym and go to a meeting in the beginning. Yeah, just to sort of get my footing.
And honestly, that's literally all he did.
You know what? It really is small steps in life for anything. And I think that we did such a great job with recovery. And that sort of set the tone when we sort of had to face the music and I had to go to prison. Because we sort of, you know, we sort of learned how we handled recovery, you know. And we did so well with that, with patience and sort of working one day at a time to sort of reach our goals and things like that. Eventually, when I had to go to prison, we used those same principles to sort of survive in that particular situation as well.
Yeah, and let's really give it to you here, because I want you to know it was not easy in the beginning. Recovery is never easy for anyone, the addict, the family member, the relationship. It's really hard, and you're kind of on eggshells because you're hoping that it works out this time and it sticks, and you're just trying to get through time and get time under your belt. And when I say Mike went to meetings in the gym and that was it, that wasn't like the luxurious of his free time. That was him being unemployed. Like, he came out of rehab. He had no job.
And no place to live.
Yeah. So, you know, we struggled for a long time while he got back on his feet and then slowly got, you know, even the confidence back where he felt like he could go back to work and go work on TV.
I remember the first job that I got.
He didn't want to take.
I didn't want to take it,
The first offer he got. I'm like, how could you turn this down?
It was a Food Network deal, right?
Yeah.
And it was Worst Cooks. And they wanted me to be a worst cook. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm not a worst cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cooked all of the seasons of Jersey Shore. I didn't think I was a worst cook. And they explained to me that it wasn't necessarily really about the title Worst Cooks. At the end of the day, I'm not a chef, and I don't cook like a chef. I don't claim to be a chef, and that technically you are the worst chef.
Well, it was Celebrity Worst Cook, so it was getting a few celebrities together and seeing who was the worst cook of the bunch, really.
The worst cook. That is another show, and that is not on the Food Network channel, okay? And that's what we're all about, is having fun, but that we'll talk about that next time. But yeah, you know, I had a lot of competition when I did that particular show. I didn't think that there was going to be anybody really on that show of Worst Cooks, and it turned out I ended up getting like third.
You did get third. Wait, was it second or third?
I think I got third, to be honest.
Yeah, I forgot which dish put you out. Mm-hmm. We might have to rerun that. If you guys are listening, please go watch Worst Cooks.
Yeah.
Season 3, I think it was.
I'll be honest with you.
Of Celeb Worst Cooks.
If you're not first, you're last. So I don't really remember which season it was. But remember, I didn't want to do the season. I didn't think, because if I didn't have, you know, my body back at that particular time period, you know, I didn't have my confidence to go in front of the TV screen again. And little by little, over years, that confidence returned. But it only returned when I continued to sort of do the right thing. Am mm-hmm. I right?
Yeah. It returned when you were able to be like your authentic self,
yes,
in front of people. Because I think for a long time, once you got deep in substances and on TV, you were, you know, when you're on any substance, you're masking your true feeling. You don't even know where you are half the time. So there's no way to be authentic under the influence.
No. A lot of those seasons when I was under the influence, I definitely was living my worst life. But now, you know, in hindsight, you know, I feel like I'm living my best life. You know, I'm being my best self. And even going back to the most recent episodes of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, I was also nervous to do those as well.
Yes, because the reboot. When they signed the reboot, you were very nervous. You were immediately on board. You never were going to think about not doing it.
But I was nervous because I was going to be around that environment again. And I had about 2 years clean and sober. A very good foundation. But I was like, how am I going to do this show again with a bunch of savages? You know, that drink and go to a club. Where do I fit in? Can I still be the funny guy? Like, you know, like, and plus I had a girlfriend at the time. I couldn't go to clubs anymore and sort of be, you know, that guy. So I sort of had to, you know, reinvent myself. And I'll be honest with you, I challenged myself in my recovery. And I became this, you know, the best version of myself. Now when I go to a club, you know, I'm sort of vibing out, you know, on a vibe, you know, people have to drink alcohol.
And a frequency, higher frequency.
Yeah. People have to drink, or they have to take a substance to sort of be on my level. I believe that. So,
yeah. Well, I have to say that you impressed me very much when the reboot happened.
Yes.
And you really stepped up to the plate of proving yourself, I think, to yourself,
yes,
first and foremost, mm-hmm, that you could go back into that environment and go where, you know, you really went wild,
yes,
and your addiction did not start there, but where you really, you know, went crazy with the substance abuse and down a dark path with that. So the fact that you went into the lion's den,
faced my fears,
and exactly faced your fears and also your dream at the same time. Jersey Shore was one of your biggest accomplishments.
Yeah.
You always had such a great relationship with mm-hmm. your cast members who mm-hmm. are like your family now.
Yeah.
And it was really important to you to be able to do that and withhold your reputation you built.
Yep.
You know, for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
The really cool thing that I love about Jersey Shore Family Vacation and the reboot is that while Mike was putting in all this work, getting sober and clean, the world didn't get a chance to see that
mm-hmm.
and see the person that he is at his core and the person who he fought for to be today. And then when the reboot happened, it gave Mike the opportunity to share himself with the world. And he really, you know, took the ball and ran with it. And I couldn't be prouder for you.
Oh my God, honey.
Or prouder of you.
I love you, honey.
And I love you too. And you really did. You really made your family proud, especially me and Mosey.
Oh my goodness, Mosey, that man. Mosey is our golden retriever. He is the sweetest man on earth, really quickly. But also, I want to point out to the listener that I wouldn't suggest you trying to go to a club if you are newly sober, okay? I went when I was, you know,
over
2 years clean and sober, very strong foundation. And I was really forced to sort of challenge myself. So I wouldn't rush back into a scene that, you know, kind of destroyed you.
Or distractions.
Yes, those are distractions. But I like I said, I wouldn't shun it, I guess. I wouldn't say no to it. I would say continue.
It's not impossible.
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's not impossible. It's mind over matter.
Exactly. You've been listening to an exclusive clip of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Be sure to subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. We got a situation.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.